Good morning and welcome to HealthWorks. I'm Carol Kinnear, Community Relations Manager for Way Memorial Hospital. Thank you for joining us today. So part of September, there are many awareness months. And one show that I really enjoy doing every single year is for Recovery Month. And my guest, returning guest, is Jeff Ciriczek. Good morning, Jeff.
Good morning, Carol. Thank you very much for having me.
I'm so happy to have you. And for those of you that may be only joining the show for the first time ever, welcome. And for our people who listen every week almost, thank you and a shout out to you. But Jeff is the director for the Wayne County Drug and Alcohol Commission, correct?
That is correct, yes.
So, I do lose track of years. How long have you been with Wayne County Drug and Alcohol?
I'm my 11th year here as the director of Wayne County Drug and Alcohol Commission.
Wow. Yeah, and I think this is either the sixth or seventh year that we have done this recording.
Absolutely, yes.
For Recovering Month. Because, you know, it is definitely a time of the year to celebrate those individuals who made it through recovery.
Mm-hmm.
Talk about the services that you provide here at, Wayne County Drug and Alcohol. But you know, we also want our listeners to know this is a yearly service, correct?
Yes, absolutely. This is a yearly event. Recovery Month.
Mm-hmm.
So every year we try to celebrate it in a way that brings some attention to the subject of recovery from substance use disorders.
Right.
So, yeah.
Right. But the services you provide here at Drug and Alcohol is year-round, correct?
Oh, yes. The services we provide here are year-round.
Mm-hmm.
And we are actually on call 24/7, so we have round-the-clock coverage for emergencies.
So can you tell listeners, first of all, is there a phone number that they can call? We'll repeat that at the end again, of course, but what phone number could they call if they're just listening to the first couple of minutes of the show?
570-253-6022. And that's a phone number that's our phone number all day and all through the night.
Okay.
So we only have one number. There's nothing different after hours except for you will be prompted to do some different things after hours when there's nobody here physically manning the phone.
Okay. So speaking of hours, like what are your hours of service that if people were listening and they wanted to get to like a live person, non-emergency?
We are opened for walk-ins from 8 to 4, Monday through Friday. Our office does have appointments available earlier than 8 o'clock, Monday through Friday. And it has appointments available on Wednesdays after hours, so until 4:30 or 5 o'clock on Wednesdays.
Okay. Yeah, I'm sure you have those for people that may have to work a 9 to 4, 9 to 5 job, correct?
Correct. Yes, we expanded our hours, and we don't call them walk-in hours at that time because we're not fully staffed, but we do take appointments,
mm-hmm.
and we do see appointments at those
mm-hmm.
times.
Mm-hmm. So, can you talk a little bit about the services you do provide here, and who are they for?
So our services in particular, we're a single county authority for Wayne County. So our services are for residents of Wayne County. And we primarily serve individuals. We provide a host of services, but for treatment and helping people get treatment, we primarily serve those that are uninsured or have no other way of paying for treatment. So if you are somebody you care about is in need of treatment and they are not insured or they have an insurance that they can't afford to use because it has an extremely high deductible copayment, you're not sure that it covers the drug and alcohol services, we could very easily be your first call and should be your first call
mm-hmm.
because we can help you and get the services that you need and we can help you pay for those as well. Our office can provide funding if there is no other means to fund.
Right. And, when we talk about substance abuse, that covers many kind of substances. Can you just touch on them, like alcohol, drugs, and what do you see where people come in for more help?
So we see a little bit of everything here. And I mean, you hear all the stories about the drug trends, heroin, opiates, fentanyl. I mean, we certainly see our share of that here, methamphetamine, marijuana. Alcohol remains the primary substance that people come to us for help with. And that's been kind of the case for a very long time. Alcohol
mm-hmm.
is more readily available. and seems to inflict more damage on more people than any of the other substances. But mm-hmm. we do see everything here.
Right, right. And, you know, coming back to alcohol, I think it's more of a socially accepted substance out there, right? I mean, people drink at parties or, you know, have a drink with dinner, but then it can turn into a problem long term, correct?
There are a lot of, yes, so alcohol is a very social drug, and there are a lot of events that are tied to drinking. It is very socially acceptable, and it is very much available. It's the mm-hmm. availability factor and the socially accepted factor that really do play into the high incidence of alcohol use.
Right. And I know we were just at a meeting the other day, which something that kind of caught my attention is that, you know, people do get pulled over with a DUI, right?
Mm-hmm. Sure.
But you provide classes or some sort of education for individuals like that?
So for if a DUI offenders, we have the DUI coordinator is housed uh-huh. in our office for Wayne County, and we provide DUI offenders with the required, the legally required services that they need for license restoration, including court reporting network evaluations, or CRINs as they're called, and alcohol highway safety classes.
Right, right. And, but, I mean, obviously, probably your goal is to not have to have them get to that point, correct? Is for them to reach out to you beforehand, like maybe when they realize that they have a problem and get the help and the treatment before it gets that far?
Ideally, you get the earlier, just like anything else, if any other chronic disorder, the earlier you catch it and the sooner you treat it, the better the outcomes. But for a lot of individuals, DUI is that triggering point for them, that okay. point at which they have to really take a very hard look at their drinking behavior or their drug use behaviors and say, this is really not going in a good direction for me, and I really need to make some very big changes in my life, or I could see this happening again and again and only mm-hmm. being worse.
Right. So when you look at, like, you know, treatment or services for individuals in our community, can a family member call for a loved one? Or, like, you know, I'm sure, like, if an individual walked in themselves, you would, you know, address it. Or do they need a referral from a physician in some cases?
There's never a case where an individual needs a referral from a physician to come to our office. They could refer themselves and stop by, and we would do an intake. We do intakes over the phone, or we do intakes in a walk-in capacity. And then we would schedule the individual for a full drug and alcohol evaluation or assessment. And that's a series of question and answers, really, to examine the impact of drugs and alcohol has had on that individual's life and how we can best help them, what services they meet criteria for, because there's not just one type of drug and alcohol services. There's outpatient, there's inpatient, and a lot in between.
Mm-hmm. And again, like, so you help assist that individual with whatever treatment they may need, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely. We have at our disposal a full range of treatment services, a full continuum of treatment services that we can make referrals to and help fund and support mm-hmm. that person while they are in that service.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, again, you know, knowing you and working with you with, like, on a lot of different levels, you know, we do see overdoses in our area and families that are concerned for their loved ones in the sense of helping that person come out of an overdose, i.e. Narcan training.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Or can you talk a little bit about that and what is available for our community members if they're interested?
Sure. We have a partnership with the Wright Center, and Wright Center is the recognized entity for Wayne County, and that means that they are the supplier of the naloxone, which is the overdose reversal medication. We partner with them, so we help disseminate that medication. We have a supply of it here, and it is available to the general public at no cost. And we also help, the Wright Center provides training to administer Narcan. Now, it's intranasal, so it's done in the nose, so it's not an injection. But training is always a good thing, and they right. do a beautiful hands-on training that we also can help set up and coordinate. So even though we're not the ones to provide the training per se, we partner with them, so we can, if a person makes a training request to us, we can move it forward to them and help coordinate that.
Right, right. And, like, you know, and it could be for individuals or it could be for organizations or businesses as well, correct?
Absolutely. So we, you know, if they think the Wright Center, I would say it's safe to say that they would prefer to do a group training. So if mm-hmm. you have an organization or a group of individuals, that wish to be trained, that they would definitely come out to Wayne County to do that.
Which is just a great, again, another great service that we have in Wayne County. And can I say, like, most of those services are free?
Yes, the trainings are free. Right. The medication, the Narcan that's disseminated to the public is free. There is no cost for any of that.
Right, and again, you provide assistance for other treatments further moving on, correct, if needed for people, like in lines of, you said, uninsured or maybe difficulty with insurance and stuff like that.
Yeah, there really is, even if somebody had insurance and they just didn't know how to navigate that insurance product, we would certainly sit down with them. One of our case managers will sit down with them and help them access their benefits.
Right.
So we really help people access benefits, and if they don't have any, we provide the service for them. And we make sure that the service is paid for when in the lines of treatment.
Mm-hmm.
So we contract all of our treatment out. So in our office, though, we provide recovery support services. We have several certified recovery specialists in our office that provide that ongoing support for individuals in early recovery, and that service is also at no cost. And we have what we would call ongoing case management, because a lot of individuals, while they're in treatment, especially on the outpatient side, do require some case management. They've have life areas that could present barriers to their recovery, and we have a trained case manager to help them kind of clean up some of those areas of their lives, reduce those stressors to help them have a smoother recovery experience.
Right, because, I mean, again, that's your ultimate goal, right? To get them into recovery, again, with this, all the supports that they need in order to get there.
Absolutely.
So it's not like they walk in the door, you talk to them, and they're gone. You're there through whatever steps that they may need.
We'll be with them throughout their entire treatment experience if that is what they need and that's what they wish to participate in. That's all voluntary. It's not a requirement to consent. You know, if you don't do what we say, we won't pay for your treatment kind of thing. It's not like that at all, but we do offer those support services because they are valuable and they do help a person be more successful in their recovery.
Exactly. So, I mean, all that information is great. But on the other end, you also work with a lot with prevention, right? And you have a great recovery month celebration or event coming up at the end of this month, correct?
That's correct.
You want to mention that?
Sure. So I always say it's better to prevent a fire than it is to put it out and mitigate the damages. So we also have a prevention program that does work in the school districts and delivers evidence-based programs. So that is also an important part of our office's work, and our mission is to prevent substance use disorders whenever possible. And for Recovery Month this year, we're all, our office, our case management unit, our prevention unit, we are all going to host a Recovery Month celebration. We're calling it a fall carnival. It's on September 28th. It is from 10 to 1, and it is on the 646 Park Street in Honesdale. It's actually going to be behind the Storebridge Project. It's a rain or shine event because we have a very large tent that we are going to be setting up there. So we do invite all Wayne County residents to come out to this free event. There's going to be a wide variety of community agencies available on site to discuss their services. I know Wayne Memorial will be there.
Mm-hmm.
And these providers are going to offer some valuable information. There's also going to be music, games, crafts for kids, giveaways, food, and more. And it's all at no cost.
Right.
So we really encourage the community to come down and learn.
And again, those events are the perfect ones to go to, right? Because you can walk around, you can see what resources are available, and not so much have to wait when you actually need them, is to find out what's available, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely. It's always helps to know what is available in your community.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a great way, even if you don't need the help yourself, to help a family member or a friend or somebody that you care about who you know needs help and maybe is not reaching out.
Mm-hmm. Yes, I know the hospital, what we're doing. I have to give a plug for the hospital. We're going to be there with our nutrition service department, and they're going to do a fun snack or smoothie, taste and a test. And, you know, again, because... Again, the whole picture of prevention is also wellness.
Yes, recovery is a lifestyle change that should include wellness, overall holistic wellness.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, so we don't just look, I mean, these events really bring a large group of varying providers together to really look at the entire person and their entire wellness. Not just, I'm not using substances, I'm going to my meetings and I'm going to see my counselor, but what else am I doing to just improve the quality of my life and bring more joy and happiness to my life and make me feel better?
Mm-hmm. Like eating healthy, exercising, yes, activities, absolutely. Right? Those are all things that keep people well-rounded and healthy overall.
And they become an important parts of a good recovery program.
Exactly, exactly. Well, Jeff, you know, you think 15 minutes is long, but believe it or not, we've been through 15 minutes of time. And I want to thank you again for being on the show. Can you give our listeners the phone number again for the Wayne County Drug and Alcohol?
Yes. If you or anybody you care about is in need of help and lives in Wayne County, please dial 570-253-6022.
Yes. Make sure you write that number down. They're always available for anyone of our in our community in Wayne County.
And we're also on the county website, and you could ask questions. There's a DNA questions spot that you can ask us questions, and I get those emails directly.
Oh, that's wonderful. Well, Jeff, thank you again for being on the show.
Thank you for having me again, Carol.
It's going to be a yearly thing as long as you're in this position. So I want to thank you for listening. And again, if you have any questions, you can give me a call at 570-253-8422. Thanks for listening and have a great day.